K-State Nation, Eddie Greer, Purple Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports on this Saturday, May 11th, 2024, the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer III joining you from Kansas City, Missouri. Postcast, K-State wins it. Game one, baseball, huge upset over West Virginia. I talked about a little bit about this game on yesterday's last night's episode. Go check it out, our prime time episode there. A little bit longer than normal, which is actually pretty good. Go check it out wherever you get your podcast. And by the way, this is your first time finding another K-State podcast out here? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Purple Project Podcast, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast. Those that have been listening for a while or since the beginning of the athletic calendar of 2023-24, thank you so much for bearing with us throughout the transitions and everything else. We are pretty much back in play, but K-State also can put themselves in better positioning here. Of course, game one was last night. K-State, back to where I was. Yeah, I talked about some of this game on that pod last night. And they were leading 2-1. Final score here, 4-3 in game one of three against the Mountaineers there. The combination, of Owen Brennema, who started, Blake Dean, and Tyson Neighbors struck out a combination of 12 West Virginia batters. And we have talked about between this podcast and really the bonus channel, Podbean, Pro Watcher Podcast, myself and Alex Aiden over there. Alex more specifically talking about the pitching and how it's been too consistent, too bad. Run It Back Podcast, Jasmine Halliburton talked about it. Sophie Dilley, who she had on the last episode, shameless plugging, but Jasmine, a friend of the show, the Pro Project Podcast, was on there a couple times, talking about pitching more in depth, how it's been too inconsistent. Well, that's huge, and especially 12 batters there to seal the deal. You're going to need that type of pitching there the rest of the way. If K-State's going to get in there and, of course, get in the postseason, and of course, what's this? It's the Big 12 tournament first. If you're good enough, now, again, in the back of my mind, K-State, they're cutting it close. They're going to cut it close again this year. And wins like this help there. And this is the first win in Morgantown since, 2018. April 22nd, 2018, in the 4-2 road win over the Mountaineers. Now, K-State, we have documented their road roads on this very podcast there as well. Pete Hughes. This K-State team knows how to play well when their backs against the wall or when it's a tight game like this. Pete Hughes, after the fact, head coach of the K-State baseball, another tight, well-played game. Then he goes on and said and comments on this, quote, Brennema set the tone and had a great start. He was able to keep a really good offense off balance and off the base pass, end quote there as well. Brennema, 15th start of the year. Strokeout 8. We'll get in the box score here momentarily there as well. And that's a good transition into that now. K-State stealing game one of a huge series for them over the West Virginia Mountaineers. West Virginia coming in here third in the Big 12. K-State 4, West Virginia 3. Owen Brennema. I better do this first. Okay, so K-State struck first in the very first inning. That really set the tone right there. And then added one in the third, one in the sixth, and their final run in the seventh. West Virginia, one in the second. Nice. One in the, not nice, my laptop changed. One in the sixth, so they matched a run by what K-State did in the top half of the inning. And then the same thing. It was playing the matching game there for a while, and then nobody scored. In the last two frames, K-State, 4 runs, 8 hits, no errors. Clean baseball. That's what you need. I know Major League Baseball, college baseball, they might be a little different, but hey, if you get a clean game, more often than not, down the stretch for K-State, they're going to put themselves in good position to do just that. And I said also on last night's podcast that the two teams, they're similar in records. And now they are really similar in records, as both of them are 29-19. The difference is in the Big 12 in the Big 12 column, right? They handed West Virginia their 10th loss in the conference play, 15-10. K-State 13-2, so they get one game over 500. Oh yeah, this podcast is presented to you by the KC Metro Mile, going down June 6th. I talked about it in last night's podcast as well. As we move along, as it gets closer, I'll talk about it even more, but I'll try to talk about it less. But for those of you who are wondering what the heck's going on, yeah, we're gonna improvise a little bit for the next month about the KC Metro Mile that I'm already in on June 6th. So there you go on that. Yeah, so Owen Bruenema picks up his fifth win of the year, 5-3. Hayden Cooper drops to 1-3. Ugh. And Tyson Neighbors picks up save number 7 time in the game. The start of the game was a little bit after 6:30. Time in the game, 2 hours and 44 minutes. Big time crowd over there, up there in Morgantown. 31,000 plus, let's just say 3,000 plus, excuse me. So, but I was getting that there as well. And I want to go down here to Bruenema, right? Bruenema, this is what the starters need to do, right? Go 6-7 and let your bullpen go to work, right? Bruenema, 7 innings pitched, 5 hits, 3 runs, all of them earned, 2 walks. We already mentioned the 8 strikeouts. Blake Dean went an inning. He struck out 2 more. Clean for the bullpen between Blake Dean, who's been good at times also this year, and Tyson Neighbors. You get it in the hands, and there was no Jackson Wentworth there in this game. So one of your better relievers and better pitchers throughout the year. That's good. That's a good thing. So K-State can potentially win the series on the road this afternoon in Morgantown here in a couple hours. I'm recording this a little bit after my morning run here in Kansas City. On the offensive side, Brennan Jones, he went one for four in the game. Brady Day getting 2 hits. Kalen Culpepper also getting 2 hits there. Nick English, 1 for 5. Designated hitter Kyan Lotus, he went 1 for 3. He struck out twice in his ball game. Nothing from the rest of your batting order there as well, but if you get solid pitching like that in a college baseball game, yeah, you're gonna get some win. And a little help, a little bit of run scoring, a little bit of recipe there for K-State there, yeah, you're gonna get a win right there for sure. So K-State now goes with a series win on Saturday, today here, 3 this afternoon, yeah, 3 Central Time, Morgantown game 2, looking to steal the series away from the West Virginia Mountaineers, folks. So that's that on that. Yeah, so K-State 4, West Virginia 3 on the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Game 2 later on. I know Big 12 for track and field, that is continuing today as well. We might pop in another one later on. We'll see how that goes. We already have another one scheduled to come out, the rolling episode, later on this afternoon as well. So busy and going, and this will be up immediately following the conclusion of this podcast. Yes, I mentioned the bonus channel earlier. Yep, Greer 3 Eddie's podcast. That's Grier the number 3 Eddie's Eddie apostrophe S podcast, only on Podbean. So you got your main feed, Spotify, iTunes, wherever you get your podcast. And then my bonus channel, which will feature bonus content of the 2 podcasts that I do. Pro Project Podcast, 3Y Podcast with EG3, Podbean. You want more? You want even more K-State content? That's the way you go, right there. Me and Alex recorded an episode on Monday night, so go check that out as well. K-State, a huge steal. I'll probably say a big win to this point of the year here, as they try to stick around here, as they try to get positioning for the Big 12 tournament here not too far from now. But yeah, K-State gets solid pitching from Owen Bruenema, best start of the year probably by far, and then your solid bullpen work there as well, using Blake Dean and the reliable Tyson Neighbors there, slowing down the West Virginia Mountaineers 4-3. We'll see what happens in game two later on this afternoon. The Pearl Project Podcast. Get it? Wherever podcasts are found, we're free in the bubble. Where we do post, or not post, or record, then post K-State content there as well. That's going to wrap things up for now for the Pearl Project Podcast on this postcast of baseball. Out there in Santa Ana, California, Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. It is getting hot out here. Can K-State continue the momentum in game two? We'll find out in a little while. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats!